one gone. Hey, hey, okay, it's time to tune in and keep your station locked. One gone guaranteed to make your head nod. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip hop, banging nonstop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rapping three-piece combos like churches.
One gone.
Check, 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 1, 2, we in there. We in this thing, let's do it. This the dismissal, man, we just about out of here.
So often misunderstood, I probably wouldn't explain if I could. Just take the even exchange, yeah, I'm good. Funny how they conversations all on they faces. Handshakes is fake, the love been replaced with handshakes from snakes, I never played a game, no. Acting like it's cool, but be hating on your name, no.
Tell me what to play games for.
Some of y'all should be ashamed, bro, I got a different angle. Give them tickets to the show like Fandango to watch the underdog win. Share the table with my neighbors and we all in. Young, black, and blessed, that's rich, yeah, we ballin'. And I be telling all them, you keep playing around that water, you gon' fall in. Now you swimming with the sharks, hoping that you catch a wave in the dark. How you rather play yourself than to gon' play your part? Oh, life a tester, 45 in the Bible in a dresser, cause they be doing extra. We just wanna live and they want us on the stretcher. Cross the wrong line about mine, I'ma stretch you, expecting nothing lesser. That's why I leave with respect. If it's good, ain't no need for the flex. A man gotta work, it's a need for the check. So I'm checking off goals and it leads to the next one. Next thing, make moves, it's a chess game. Bag stay coming on the grind like the X game. Pace mine, take time with what I'm building. All of this ain't mine, it's for my children. All of this ain't grind, I've been favored. I ain't out here lost, I got a savior. Take it all to the throne, it's no issue. I done cried through long nights with no tissue. Broke bread with straight clowns who just dish you. Learn life, I ace mine to dismissal. I've been watching the flood class. They was all afloat, full of pride and it sucked fast. Nothing to celebrate, they just wanna get drunk fast. I'd rather levitate than be a part of this dumb class. I see a whole bunch of short bus shoulders. Reason why they hate me, cause none of that's for me. I give them a chance, they for show back dough me. Pause that, just saying that your snakes won't fold me. I'm in it for the prize, bro, and that's for surely. All praise to the one most holy. I'm gone. I'm gone. Like I'm gone. I'ma drop this levitate for y'all and I'ma go levitate, bro. I'm done with it. Peace.
This for the culture. This for the culture. This for the culture. This for the culture. This for the culture.
This for the ones who don't know. Our legacy hasn't been stole. You are your ancestors, they are not gone. We can't create conflicts inside our homes. We all we got, you not out here alone. Pick up your crown, what are you waiting on? You got the power to reclaim your throne. This for the culture, we finna get on. This for the culture. This make me feel like I'm stronger. I can't be humble no longer. I'm trying to prosper. If you show up, you must conquer. They finna think I'm a monster. Kill all that drama. This for my kids, on my mama. That's who I ride for, I promise. This for the culture. I swear that we taking over. Please do not hold your composure. This for the culture.
What needs to be done starts within the family. We need new traditions. We need
better habits that benefit the family. We must work with each other and build better relationships. We have to be the farmers, healers, and builders. This is what we need to be educated on. Communication, loyalty, and hard work. This is for the culture.
If you not rocking, you get to me. This was important and I'm pushing heavily. Work for the system, I'm building my legacy. This for the culture and this a necessity. Protect your family, this for humanity. I am not stopping till we living lavishly. I can't ignore it, do you see what's happening? If it is not for the culture, it's damaging. Listen up.
Celebrate every day you alive. Remember every day there's another person that died. Do you do it for the culture of vultures? You pick a side. You see what I've been repping, I'm doing this worldwide. I'm only in this to change lives. We're building with the fam, we got issues on both sides. Someone needs to speak on that. When I'm gone, they'll know where my head was
this
at.
This for the culture.
Culture. Culture. Culture.
This for the culture.
Culture. Culture.
This for the culture.
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 Culture. Culture.
This for the culture.
Culture.
Culture. This for the culture.
Yeah, that's the sound of Mr. Lewis. This is for the culture. It is Black History Month, and every day is Black History for me because I'm black, right? Hey, we got Tanya from 21 Reasons. We got my big brother, Butchie. He's talking about the homeless project that he's got going on. Today is a beautiful day, and I'm glad to be alive. It is Rose Family Radio, and I'm finna go to Butchie right quick. Butchie, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today, sir? Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You know, I'm on top of the dirt, so I got a chance, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, so, man, talk about the homeless project that you got, the nonprofit that you opened, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Okay, my nonprofit is Oak Park Homeless Project, and basically it's just the namesake for Oak Park. That's where, you know, most of us, that's my cousin Tanya over there on 21 Reasons, was all raised right here. And what I found out is that, contrary to popular belief, homeless people are not transient. They're really territorial. So the homeless people in Oak Park, South area, wherever, they're not going to Lowe's and Fishers where the services are. If we don't bring them to the people, you know, in their neighborhood where they're comfortable, then they just underserved and not getting any services. And that's, you know, what I try to do is basic needs, boots on the ground, you know, meet them where they're at, you know, to help them meet whatever daily challenges they are, food, clothing, you know, a whole lot of referrals, man. I can see, you know, our people, especially the homeless or unhoused, I don't know how you classify them, but I just say they're homeless. Mental health issues, you know, substance abuse issues, domestic violence. I just try to connect them with whatever they need to face their daily challenges. It might not be anything but a pair of socks, man, a T-shirt, you know, a top ramen, whatever it is, whatever I can do, you know. And I know that I waited around a long time, and I was mad at people for a long time. So, you know, why is it only in their neighborhood? Why aren't they doing anything in my neighborhood? And I woke up one morning and said, you know what, Charles? You can't be mad at nobody but Charles. You can't wait on nobody to do it but you. So if you don't do it, that's it. And that was my whole line of thinking behind that. Okay. Just the other morning, man, I woke up. I'm at home in my nice, cozy bed. You know, three comforters, 75 degrees, the refrigerator full. And all of a sudden, I just said, Charles, get your butt up and go do something for somebody else. You got it way too good. Way too good, you know. So, and that's what I did, man. I try to keep a bunch of products or, you know, supplies close. In case somebody calls, hey, man, I got somebody over here need a sleeping bag. Somebody need a tent, you know, whatever. You know, so that's it. I mean, the streets, especially Oak Park, you know, took care of me growing up in and out of trouble, in and out of homelessness. So it's just, you know, it's just my time to get back.
Man, it sounds good, man. And I like to support any way I can. I know you supported me with a couple of things like tents and water and blankets for the homeless. Last summer I was able to get out over 400 gallons of water, man, to the streets, right? And it was all because of you, Kevin Carter, Mr. King, and Fishing Lowe's down there, you know, Joe Smith down there, you know. We got to give a shout-out to those that are doing the work because they're too busy to shout themselves out, right? They're too busy on the TV and whatnot. So, man, I appreciate you. Don't go nowhere. I got your sister and your cousin on the line. It's time to be from 20. Go ahead,
what I can really say, too, is that, you know, we don't do it for the accolades, man. We don't do it for the pat on the back. We do it because that's how we was raised, and that's what we, you know, that's us. I don't care if nobody ever know, you know. As long as we know, we taking care of us and supporting us. Go ahead, Miss
Hey, man. That's big. I'm going to Miss Tanya Bean from 21 Reasons. Tanya.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Butchie.
What's up,
good
lady?
Morning to all. Good morning, world. Good morning, world. It's a blessing just to wake up and be here above ground, like Vicky said, and on top of this dirt. So I ain't got nothing to complain about this morning. So, yeah, 21 Reasons. 21 Reasons is dedicated in memory of my son, Destin Tajay Garrett, who was killed in June of 2016. From that day on, it just, you know, put a whole dark side on me. I've always been a community person. I'm just going to bring you guys up to pleasant with it. You know, it was hard for me to even look a child in the eye or trust a child, you know, and that wasn't me. By being raising four boys and being in the community already, it just, you know, it did something to me naturally, so, which is common, you know. From that, I didn't like the person I was turned into, you know, all this hatred in my heart. That wasn't me. So I got around people that believed in me, that knew the real me, and just focused my life around people with a positive light. One thing I do know, and this for anybody, you know, when you're going through anything, the devil's real, and that darkness is real. So if you find yourself ever feeling that way, turn around, because there is somebody that has been through what you've been through. And that's exactly what I did. I focused my life and my heart around people that understood me, that knew that I could make these steps and do some of the right things for my community. So I turned my pain into triumph, and I said I wanted to help other youth focus on education. So my mission for 21 Reasons Scholarship Foundation is I work with youth. I give scholarships during senior year. I want to have those youth that struggle get up and go to school regardless of what they're going through on a daily. You know, we got some youth out there that may not even have a meal or may not, you know, but they still get up and they go to school and they get that education to further their life. So I really focus my life around those youth that that put all 2 feet forward and still continue to focus on their education, but they're not looked at. You know, you get a lot of these other people that, you know, they get these 3.0s and 3.5s and 4.0s, but what about the ones that still get them that just not recognized? So my thing, that's my mission is I give scholarships. So in the beginning I had two, you know, the first year was two, then it was three. So last year I was able to give four $500 scholarships to youth that was very deserving of it, and then they further their education. I know school's not for everybody, and I'm not saying that that's all I focus on, but that is my goal. That is my mission, to get those that want to further their life, entrepreneurship, you know, whatever they want to do, but somebody that's doing something to be able to prove it to themselves and to, or maybe their family members, that they can do this, because a lot of our youth are out here then seeing things that most 50 years olds ain't seen. And I'm talking about 15, 16, 17 year olds that, you know, that have been through things that I didn't go through until I was grown. So just imagine that, you know, and they still get up and they still move forward and they still want to further their lives in a better direction. So that's what my mission is. my vision is to just see communities collaborate as one and get like Tim yourself, how you do Hooked on Fish and all about it, you know, get our communities to know what we do. My resource, my referral resource is what I do best. You know, I like to resource my babies out, my families out to different organizations that's going to bring a positivity to their outcome into their lives. So, you know, I'm all with Butchie. I got some blankets and socks over here that we can get together and we can go and we can get, you know, give them out. Tim, you know, I always do, you know, when I got my kids, those kids that want to be involved in the fishing program. So my resource and my referral source, that's what I love doing. I love to resource these, you know, our families out, because without a person like myself or anybody else, how would they know if we don't resource them out, you know? So that's what 21 Reasons is about. I'm definitely about community engagement, and collaboration is one of my main things, because it takes a village to raise these families, and we are a part of that village like we were raised. So, you know, I want to be that Miss Jane or Miss John, or I mean, I'm Miss John, Miss Jane, who, you know, you're walking down the street, oh, there she go. Hi, Miss Tanya. You know, how you doing? Yeah, I'm a part of that village, you know. I really am focused on just collaboration and communication with our families out here. So that's what 21 Reasons do, and we'll continue to do.
All right. And so you have an event coming up, and we want to talk about that. And then we're going to get back to Butchie, because okay, he has an event coming up. Let's talk about the event you have coming, the Vision Board.
Okay. So, yeah, so the vision board, I am definitely speaking, excuse me, my vision board event that we're doing, and I'm doing it with Mothers on the Forefront, which is Shaniqua Fletcher, one of community advocate that's been in Oak Park for long, you know, for all her life. So she's also collaborating with us. I mean, I'm collaborating with her, actually, we're, you know, getting these families, and we're doing vision boards, these families that have been hurt and traumatized, you know, just simple as just looking, you know, you'd be surprised what a vision board can do to one person, you know, just so they can get their mindset right and bring that trauma that they have and bring it out just on a vision. Maybe they see something that they really don't, you know, understand what to do. So that's what we're here for, to bring that vision out, because we all have something that we want to do, you know, I mean, we might just don't know how to do it. And that's what my event is about. So it's all are welcome. It is on Facebook right now. It's on Eventbrite. So if you look up Event, I'll send you the flyer, Tim. But it's Women at the Forefront and 21 Reasons Stepping into the New Year. So that's the title. So those that are interested, men, females, anybody is welcome. We want the family to come out. We will have some workshops for our youth, so we'll have some people entertaining our youth, and they will also be able to do vision boards as well as an adult. So February 20th, Sunday, February 20th, the time is 12 to 4, 4625 44th Street, Room 1. Like I said, we are RSVPing because due to the pandemic, we only can have limited seating, but we plan on doing this on a bi-monthly basis. So that's one of our goals, too, to keep this going, because, you know, we got to reach one to teach one. So there it is there. And then also, I also got my scholarship fundraiser going to be coming up. I'm going to do in March, and that's just to raise some money up for these babies for their scholarship. So stay tuned for that, too, and I will definitely be letting you know, Tim, about all that, so you can put that word out for me, too, as well.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Tanya from 21 Reasons, y'all. Now, one thing I know and two things for sure, Tanya and Butchie, they are really about their business, and they're working with our communities and families, and so we want to lift them up. But I didn't hear her tell you all how you could get involved with 21 Reasons, support 21 Reasons, and donate to 21 Reasons. Tanya.
Yes. So, yes, you definitely can donate. You can go to my website at www.21reason, that is 21, 21 Reasons Scholarship Foundation. There is a link where you can donate. I also do Cash App and Venmo. My Cash App is Tanya Bean Garrett at 21 Reasons. Instagram page. I don't have a donate button on my IG yet because I've been hacked too many times. So I'm staying away from that part. But definitely just hit me through Facebook. You can message me through Facebook. You can also message me through my website, which once again is 21reasonsscholarshipfoundation.org.
There it is there. Tanya, I appreciate you. Let me go to Butchie. Butchie, I need the folks to know how they can contribute to your situation, man.
Okay, definitely. A couple things I want to say, piggybacking on what Ms. Tanya said. One thing is about it takes a village to raise us. And, man, I truly believe that because that's what it took to raise all of us. That big part that we grew up in, it was life lessons, you know. You could get a hug or you could get kicked in your tail, whichever you needed. You know, you could get it right there. And I really feel bad about the generations coming up behind us, the last couple of them. I personally feel like I failed, you know, because they don't have that connection, you know, to family, to friends, to neighborhood. You know, it's a hood now. It's not a neighborhood. It's a hood, man. And I, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. The other thing is, you know, everybody pretty much know Butch. You can see me anywhere. I'm just getting new to this social media stuff. I have an Instagram page. It's Oak Park_homeless_project. You can donate on Cash App at $OPHP1. Venmo @OPHP1. My next event coming up is March 12th, you know, where I'm collaborating with Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, Black Child Legacy, Katie Maple for City Council. It's going to be it's an old school barbecue. The Urban League so graciously let me use their parking lot on Alhambra, 2331 Alhambra. So I'm calling it a blacktop barbecue because it's in the parking lot. It's a full service resource fair. I have mental health, health and wellness, HIV, harm reduction, job development, all coming out, you know, to support the event. Again, that's on March 12th, 12 noon to 3 p.m. I got Big Tim out there doing the music. I got games, you know, cornhole, ping pong. My other interest and really I'm focusing on is vaccinations and testing. I'm going to have both those booths out there available. I got Big Leroy Craig doing the barbecue. So, man, it's a barbecue, man, a good old-fashioned family neighborhood barbecue.
Blacktop Barbecue right there at 2331 Alhambra in X at the satellite of the Greater Sacramento Urban League Black Child Legacy Campaign. We want to thank Ms. Jadita, Bobo Walton, and Chris Clark for a good host to be able to do this for the people. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll get right back to y'all. What?
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105.
Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence is taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
That's right, that's right. If you're a comedian,
spoken word artist or even an R&B singer, gospel singer, go ahead on and send your track in to djonegone@yahoo.com, and I'm quite sure we'll play you worldwide right here on Wise Words with One Gone Show. This month is Wellness Month, and it is the Rose Family Radio that is representing this show and supporting this show. So I'm going to go back to my guest, give them their final words, because I know Miss Tanya Bean, she'll be on 97.5 with me tomorrow, and I'm going to have to get Butchie on maybe next week to talk about this homeless situation and how we can all help out. I'm going to go to Miss Tanya, then Butchie, to end up our conversation and interview. Miss Tanya Bean Garrett, what's going on?
Hey, 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 now. I'm still here. So, yeah, definitely. Let's go.
No. I was going to say, and so, Tanya, there's so much that you do for our community. Not only do you run your own nonprofit, but you are also on a team for Her Health First. You are also with the Black Child Legacy campaign of Fruit Ridge. You also are in the building of Building Healthy Communities. I mean, you got so many hats. I don't know which one you're wearing today or if you're wearing them all, but go ahead and give these folks some of what you do on a regular, and then, you know, we'll be talking tomorrow on 97.5 KDEE about some of these vicious homicides and how our kids are setting up pop-ups to fight 50 at a time. Tanya?
Yes. So, yes, I definitely am. So I am Black Child Legacy Campaign. I am a CIW, which is a community intervention worker for Black Child Legacy Campaign. Black Child Legacy, real quick, just to kind of give you a rundown on that. Even when I was going through my time in the beginning when my son passed, Black Child Legacy stepped into my life and opened up one of the door for me that is like no other. And from that time on, I've just been walking through these doors that it's just been amazing, some of the things that I've learned along the way. So, yes, I am a community intervention worker for Black Child Legacy, the Hub, Building Healthy Communities, which I am definitely a community support service specialist through BHC and Her Health First. So basically, the rundown of it is just like I do with 21 Reasons. I go out here and I get these families, or I get different referrals that are resourced to me to resource our families out, if that makes sense. Black Child Legacy, we are a hub, and I'm at the site at Fruit Ridge Stockton site, which I cover, and then the other side, like, over there, Wilsonwood area. I also work with different youth. F.Y. Baker, I work with some of the kids over there. I work with some kids from Hiram Johnson, just to kind of get them headed in the right path that they need to be headed in. Our babies out here are struggling, y'all, and they're hurting. So, and hurt people hurt people. So, one thing that we do know is that when hurt people hurt people, then that's when they need some of the positiveness of us to come in and, you know, and resource them out to a better way. So that's what I do with our community as far as my job. Like Tim said, I wear three different hats, but all these hats mean the same thing, and that is to developly grow our communities back to a stronger community that we used to be. So that's what I am. My titles are CIW. You can find me at 4625 44th Street, room 10. Come through. The phone number there is 916-716-6163. If you have any youth that live in the 958-2018 zip code, definitely hit us up, and we'll get them kids headed in the right direction.
Miss Tanya Bean Garrett, y'all, 21 Reasons, Building Healthy Communities, Black Child Legacy, Her Health First. She's a community activist, a community mother, and somebody that you can look up to and talk to. Because, Tanya, one thing I know, we've been out there, and we come from them streets. And there's no better way to go back to the streets, but experience. And so, Tanya, thank you. Let me go to Butchie. Butchie.
Yeah, hey, check this out. You know, Tanya said, you know, she wanted to be known as one of the, you know, the elders, you know, in the neighborhood, right? Which made me think about the ones that used, Miss Conley, Miss Whiteside, Miss Minnie Whiteside, you know, Miss Usher, Miss Johnson, the ones you should see just walking the kids to school every morning.
Miss Bonta. Place,
man. Yeah, all them, you know, them people, yeah. See, we missing those. Those are real queens, you know, real queens. We missing them. We don't have so many of those anymore. Also, like I said, one of the things I focus on is this COVID prevention. I try to keep at least 5 to 10 rapid tests in my backpack. Anybody sees me, know that you need one, I got it for you. That's something we need to really get educated on in our community. What else we got going here? Like I say, my event is on the 12th. It's full service. You can email me at oakparkhomeless@gmail.com. My number is 916-598-9280. You know, whatever. If you wake up and find 2 or 3 homeless people sleeping outside in front of your house, at your business, whatever, just give me a call. I'll try to hook them up with some kind of resources or referrals.
Yes, sir. Hey, so, man, Butchie, I got a question before I let you go. You know, the city has bought over 102 acres in the South area, and they're talking about making a parking lot for the misplaced people. I don't want to call them homeless, because one time I told a brother I was helping. I said, well, you know, I come out here to help the homeless by feeding. He said, hey, brother, I ain't homeless. I'm displaced. And I said, ooh, okay. All
you
right.
Know, you
so
know,
I'm
to me, man, PG, I mean, politically correct.
Go ahead.
I said, yeah, this, you know, it's, man, it's, to me, I don't know about the terminology or, you know, it's, to me, they all, I mean, I was raised, they were homeless. I was homeless. That's how
right.
I, you know, I couldn't go to work and put a key in the door.
Okay.
That's all. The other thing is, when you touch on the city, my feeling is all this stuff, the shelter, the safe ground, all this stuff, it's temporary, man. It's a Band-Aid. Until they break some dirt and build something for these people and give them wraparound services, none of this other stuff going to matter. We're just going to keep perpetuating the same circle. So, you know, I try to hold the city council, you know, accountable. Okay, that's fine. But in 2 years, when that grant run out, what are you going to do with these people? Like, they got all these people in motels right now. What are they going to do when that grant run out? They're not holding them accountable or nothing. They're not giving them no services. You know, they don't have no plan for them. You know, it's just, okay, here's some shelter. They don't feed them. You know, to me, that's just, I don't know, man. I don't agree with it.
A Band-Aid, Butchie.
Yeah.
Hey, Butchie,
yeah.
A Band-Aid.
I don't agree with it.
And so let me ask you this, Butchie. Let me ask you this. Now, in the displacement of these people, right, I see that there's so many of them that are mentally affected. And what I mean by that, there's a lot of them out here. It's 10 degrees, and they don't got a shirt, a jacket, no shoes on, and they walking and talking to this guy. Now, if you don't think that man needs to be in a mental institution, something wrong with me and this radio show. And so we have too many of our people that are mentally ill that are not being diagnosed and not being able to get the right attention that they need. Back in the day, they used to have places where they put these people and hold these people. But what happens, what I see happening, is that they're allowing people to get room and board homes and get these people in for the money. And then from 6 a.m. in the morning, they open the door and push them out to the streets. And then just before the sun, all these people can come back just to wash up or whatever they're going to do and start it all over again, right? And so I knew a few people that did it like that, and I called them out. You know, I'm looking at you, what you're doing, and I'm going to call you out, right? And so what can we do for the displaced people, the homeless people, to provide them mental health help?
Right. And see, that's the thing that the city created a whole new department called Department of Community Response to address just that issue, because they don't want the police department called out to mental health calls or crisis, because they are definitely not trained to address that issue. That's why we have so much violence with the police. So my thing is, we need to have wraparound services. I'm really trying to partner and work hard. You'll probably meet the young lady, you know, at the event on the 12th. Name is Kawana Brown. She works for a program called On Track, and their specific mission is mental health for the African American community, you know, black and brown people. They're not going to turn anybody away, but their focus is on, you know, our community. You know, so I'm really trying to get. It's On Track. They have a like the Rose family. They have a healing circle for men 2 times a month and for women 2 times a month. You know, so I'm really trying to push that, because that's what, you know, we grew up not talking about mental health, man. You know, you take care of that. That's your problem. You take care of it, you know.
Right.
So, and that thing that we suffered on that account. The other thing is that the lots you talking about in the South area, 102 acres, they talking about putting 25% of that as affordable housing. Why 25%? Why not the whole lot? You know, half of it's going to be safe ground. Half of it's going to be safe parking. Man, we need housing. We don't need no parking lot.
Right.
The one thing I can say, too, and I need to get you in contact, you know, where you're doing Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, that's in District 3. That's Katie Valenzuela's group. She is on top of – no, I'm sorry. I might be mad. She's in District 4. But Katie Valenzuela in her district – which is 4, I believe, and Ma Vang in District 8 really, really championed the homeless efforts. I really applaud them too. You know, Katie just, Valenzuela just put in 2 motels, or a motel, and then they're building that right on 19th and Broadway. They're getting ready to put an apartment complex for, they keep saying affordable housing. You know, I mean, my question with that is, affordable for who?
Right.
You know, I need some low-income housing or some no-income housing. I don't need no affordable, you know. And 10, you know, you build 100 units, you're going to have to put 10% as affordable. That's 10 places, man. Come on. That's not enough. Like I said, until we start building some stuff, turning some dirt, you know, they tore down Dos Rios and put up lofty condos. That's 250 single-family units that we lost. We're not getting that back. You know, that's displacement right there, you know. And I tell them, anybody, everybody, my thing is, you got an issue, go to city council. Be vocal, be visible. You know, I really, all this Zoom meeting stuff, you know, I'm getting tired of it. I just wrote an email to the city council. When are you guys opening back up the doors? Because I don't think they can understand or feel the pain and stress, you know, and the emotion, you know, through Zoom. I don't even know if you're looking at me on the damn Zoom call. You know, if I get up in front of that council, you know, at that booth, at that podium, oh, yeah, you're going to hear me. You're going to feel me. That's why I love Kevin Corbin. That's why, because that boy get up there on that mic, and he'll shut the meeting down. Look, I go to the meeting with Kevin, could you please let me speak first? Because if you speak, they're going to kick us out of the meeting. But that's my boy, man. That's my boy.
Sir.
He love it. He love what he do. He love what he do.
Yes, sir.
Truly.
Yes, sir.
You know, and he's been doing it a long time. He set the standard for us out here.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hey, so, man, I appreciate you, man. I got a song for y'all, but I see my big sister. Hold on. But you don't go nowhere. This is our conversation today. But I see my big sister, the big ATL back in Sactown. Sis, what's going on?
Good morning. How you doing?
We
all
good.
All right,
we
bless you, Holly Favor. I'm out walking, so I put y'all on this morning because I wanted to hear the show.
All right. Love you. That's my big sister, Rolanda Claudette Miller, out for a walk, listening to the show. And this show right here is real, real, real powerful. It's real powerful, man. We got some powerful speakers. Our guest is Miss Tanya Bean Garrett and Mr. Charles Ware. I'm going to get right back to them after I give them this.
Here we got 28 days
and you got your mouth all poked out looking like a sucker fish. Oops, my mic is on. And since it's on, I'm going back to my guest before I let him go. We got Mr. Henry Hawthorne coming on with a minute of Black History with Hawk. Butchie, give me your final words before I let you go.
You know, one thing about the, you know, you say Black History Month. Man, I try to live Black History every day.
That's right.
I'm not letting nobody, you know, put me in a box like that. I got to appreciate me and all my people, you know, ancestors, you know, that been here before. It's not, to me, it's not about a month, man. It's about a lifestyle.
Come on.
Also, I need to say one thing to Miss Tanya. She said, reach out to my sister Cheryl, because, you know, she was one of the first people to go through that trauma by losing their children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I'm going to open up Tanya's phone line. Tanya! Okay.
Did you catch that?
Yes. What did you say?
I said, if you could, reach out to my sister, because, you know, she was one of the first people to go through that trauma of losing a child.
Oh, I know. I know. I've reached out to Cheryl. Cheryl, no. You know, yeah, that's you know, yeah. And then, you know, and that's what it is reaching out to them, because it got to be like, it doesn't matter if it's 1 year to 20 years. Any person, you know, that suffers from that trauma has to be, you know, clinically ready, because forcing, you know, someone to like to really get into involved, it's a mind thing, because people have different triggers. So, like, it just works for me. It might not work for everybody. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I'm definitely reaching out to her, because I wanted to come to meet to our next event, or stepping into the new year, to get that out, because that's what we do. We just love on one another, and we just make sure that we all are trying to do the same thing, and that's just to gain that trust and that ability back in one another, because losing a child is something I don't want nobody to go through. It's a daily struggle. It's a, you know, I can hang up this phone in 5 minutes without I can be in the worst mood ever. So it's just these different triggers that happens to us. But I definitely will reach out to Cheryl and invite her to our stepping into the new year vision board. And
hey, Tanya.
Like yes.
Tanya, I'm saying that for my benefit, because she drives me crazy. I know she needs some help.
I know it.
But, yeah,
and so we're gonna talk about that one-on-one. But
okay.
So definitely, like I said, those that are interested in coming to the event on February 20th, please go to my Facebook page, Tanya Van Garrett, 21 Reasons Foundation, Facebook page, IG Facebook page, and register. Register. Like I said, it's limited seating. So we want to see everybody there, and please, you know, if you guys have time, you know, donate so we can get some funds in these babies' hands. And I want to also say one thing about the scholarship. I just don't give the money. Now, these youth have to work for it. They have to write essays. Parents got to get involved. Parents need to write essays on why do they think they need their money. So I don't want anybody to think that they're just getting the money. They do definitely have to work for it, and the GPA has to be in a certain standard. So it is stipulations to that. Like, I just don't give it out. You work for it, you know. But I'm rewarding that. I'm rewarding that. So definitely, please just donate to us. If you guys need any resources, you know, with Black Child Legacy, Families in Crisis, 4625 44th Street, Room 10, Her Health First, and you guys got any babies, anybody out there that's pregnant that consider themselves African-American. Please reach out Her Health First. You can email me at Tanya@herhealthfirst.org. 21reasons97@gmail.com. Any way you can get to me. Yeah, I do walk-ins all the time. Or if you just simply just need to contact me and you can't get me, please go through Mr. Tim. But it takes a village to raise these families, y'all, and let's do it. You know, it takes us to do it.
That's right.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I wouldn't have it no other way. I'll see you tomorrow on 97.5 KDEE. We got a lot to talk about. And, Butchie, I'm going to get you on probably in a week or two, man. I'm going to check the schedule and see who's up next. I scheduled Tanya and them 2 or 3 weeks out So I got to check the schedule, but I'm going to get you on and talk about what you do. Hey, it is the Rose Family Radio on Wise Words with One Gone Show, and I want to thank my guests for coming on and speaking out. You know, it's a sad situation that we're living in. You know, we're living in, like my grandma Sarah Lee Griffin said, we're living in the last days, and she was saying that she passed away in the 80s. So if the last days started when she said we was living in the last days, it's only got worse. The pandemic came and just shut the world down. And instead of us as black people getting together and forming an alliance to teach our young folks how to build, how to raise animals, how to do a garden, right? Something to sustain themselves, we are out here taking our babies and dropping them off to fight. We taking our babies over here to hang out and smoke weed because we want to get the weed from them. You know, we is doing some backward stepping, and until we move forward in love and in God, I think y'all know the end of that story. We going to fail. And, you know, we already looking like we going to be extinct. So stop killing one another. And let's build one another. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It's Rose Family Radio. This next song, man, E-40 got, I want y'all to listen to, man, because this one makes sense.
African Americans have long been acknowledged for their creativity and genius in theater, dance, music, art, and literature. But there's another kind of creative contribution African Americans have made, and that's the art of invention.
My people don't get their props, it's not a mystery. Bet y'all didn't know there was a black man named Nearest Green that taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey. They wanna leave us about history and keep us hidden. Let me break down a few things that we invented. There was a black nurse named Mary Britton Brown. Listen, she invented the first home security system. There's a long list of winners, not no losers. All this work is developed the IBM computer. Washington Carver invented peanut butter. That's what they say. Have you ever had a sandwich called PB&J? It's more to us than thug and jewelry, twerking, sports, and entertainment. Selling dope and murder, funeral arrangements.
Keep game, listen, I make all decisions. Never play both sides, get money that I'm dipping. Just stay the same, I don't be switching.
What is it?
All facts, not fiction.
Keep
game, listen, I make all decisions. Never play both sides, get money that I'm dipping. I just stay the same, I don't be switching.
What is it?
All facts, not fiction.
I listen to rappers, deaf and through it, that feed my soul and give me fuel. E-40 lyrics is like homeschool.
Homeschool.
And here's another thing they didn't teach you in history class. Did you know that Garrett Augustus Morgan invented the first gas mask?
No.
Back then they didn't treat black people equal. He was also granted a patent for the first traffic signal.
Oh.
God gave me the gift to spit and grab the mic. The slave master didn't want us to learn how to read and write.
For sure.
While we talking about knocking the head off, we're losing our people to cancer and diabetes. What's cut off?
What's cut off?
Stressed in my genetics and my family. Got my ancestors' blood hereditary.
Hereditary.
Grandma was a Capricorn, born in January. Grandpa was a Pisces, he was born in February. Married for 60 years, they was cute. Bernice, Louisiana, the boot.
The boot game, listen, I make all decisions. Never play both sides, get money that I'm dipping. Just stay the same, I don't be switching.
What is it?
All facts, not fiction.
Peep
game, listen, I make all decisions. Never play both sides, get money that I'm dipping. I just stay the same, I don't be switching.
What is it?
All facts, not fiction.
All facts,
not
all
fiction.
Facts, all facts, all facts.
All facts.
All facts, not fiction.
All facts, all facts, all facts, all facts.
All facts.
All facts, not fiction.
All facts, all facts, all facts, all facts.
All facts.
All facts, not fiction.
All facts, all facts, all facts, all facts.
All facts.
All facts, not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
All facts,
not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
All facts,
not fiction.
All facts,
not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
All facts,
not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
Not fiction.
All facts,
not fiction.
All facts,
not fiction.
Yeah, we're in the recording studio of the South Sacramento Wellness Center, which is located at 7000 Franklin 1020 here in South Sacramento. I want to thank Miss Jackie Rose for allowing us to have the Rose Family Radio just to represent the TIWP grant. And what that is trauma-informed wellness program, right? A lot of us know that we've been traumatized from early age, right? And we never got over that trauma. And some of us are going through some of our trauma from way back when, right? I was shot 5 times in 1991, and I have a lot of trauma that I deal with. I still have pain that I deal with. But you know what? I sought out help. I sought out help. When I was doing my mental therapy with some organizations such as Vision, right, I found out that I'm not alone in how I feel and what I feel, right? For many years, I was depressed, right? And I can get depressed, just like Tanya said, in a minute, man. I can have a memory, and I can just go into a zone, right? But I always lean to the Lord's understanding and not my own, because it is Him that guides me and leads me through my days. And if I allow Him to do His will and have His way with me, then my days are better than the yesterdays, right? And so what I'm asking you all to do is let go and let God. Let's continue with the show. Mr. Henry's up next, but I got to give you some of my 916 mix. So I'm going to give you Mr. Brandon Clay Father's Day first, and then Mr. Lewis Don't Class of Me second, and then Mr. Henry Hawthorne with the moment of history, Black History with Hulk.
All my life I was searching for you, had to find you in others. I learned to take a stand, be a man, be a brother. With children of my own, I just want to be the greatest father that I can be, though they don't know the latest. Feelings that I feel, tried for years, never shake it. Though really dwelling on it, I'm just busy trying to make it. And give them what I never had, I get to see them grow. That pain in my soul, something they won't ever know. Steady asking, what make a man, make a child, never making plans. To be around, see that boy turn to a man. Cause from the ground I planted seeds, I'm a water mine. Watch it sprout and grow leaves, spend a lot of time. My son's hero, be my daughter's go-to. Wisdom and instruction, that's for everything they go through. Too bad they never know you, I'm sure they would've loved to. Should've left your legacy, I'm sure they would've loved you. Sure I probably would too, I don't know the feeling, man. 30 years young, full grown, still healing, man. Wasn't for the Lord, probably would've been a killer, man. Wrestling with my anger, head spinning like a ceiling fan. Naturally I'm cool though, wonder if you was too. Looking in the mirror, used to wonder if I was you. Wonder what you walk like, talk like, fought like. Through the hard times, used to wonder what you thought like. Wonder was I worth it, why you never showed up. May let my feelings surface, it's just the way I growed up.
Grew up.
Ain't know how to deal with it, way too busy keeping up. Rarely let my tears fall, the situation weak enough. Had to learn to do it all, throw a pitch, shoot a ball. Catch a pass, run fast, I got it down, but through it all. You was all I longed for and I ain't never met you. And right before you passed away, I just ain't wanna sweat you. And I couldn't shed a tear, couldn't feel, couldn't hear. Couldn't miss you or forget you, dog, you never did appear. And I never could revere or regard you as my hero. It's cold, 30 below, you was only my zero. And I could've used a Superman with some superpowers to raise me as a king and show me that the world was ours. How to walk in purpose, tell me I was worth it. Not to be a clown and move around with the circus. Elevate my mind state, steer me down the right road. Know that God is with me when this life got a tight hold. All in all, I learned life will give you what you earn. I be the greatest father till they put me in the urn. What else am I concerned with? Don't know what I'ma learn it. Teach my son's integrity and how to use discernment. Watch out for the snakes in all the places that they shouldn't be. Wish you was around to give me vision when I couldn't see. Took a couple losses, can't imagine what it cost it. Lost a couple peers, couple years was exhausted. You know the world frostbit, I just learned to bundle up. Learn while I'm coming up, trying to get my numbers up. Never be the runner up, winning in my own race. Going in my own pace, a youngin' who was shown grace. Can never take no credit for this turnout. I just do it right and give them light until I burn out. And we treat every morning like a holiday. I look up to my God and say, Happy Father's Day.
Don't
me is nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. I really hope that you hear me. I see the color of my skin, but there's no reason to fear me. I know we all got a theory, but did they paint it out clearly? Doesn't matter, my mind is over it. There is no controlling it. There is only results. Now let me keep it appropriate. People with open mind, make sure that those just associates. The way that they showed it isn't how we gotta see it. That's just another way, find your own. It's hard to believe it's stuck in America's dream. They out here pulling our strings. How we about to be next if we not connected to kings? Reevaluate your status. It's gonna take lots of practice, but we training every day to make sure that this is a habit, gotta show them through the poems. I'm outspoken, I ain't slowing, keep it rolling. If I touch it, then it's golden. You ain't noticed, we've been focused, we've been learning through osmosis. Just living inside the moment. It's about now, we've been on it, we've been on it, we've been on it. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Accept me for who I am. I know you accustomed to life, but I am more than a man. How can we be free again? Tradition killing the plan. Be exactly what you want to be, that's what I recommend. All the way into the end, there's no reason to pretend. Party, sin, excelling, fearing, God is really giving in. Know your purpose, know your worth. If anything, just keep on working. They can say they want to be great, but can't you tell we determined? Yo, we gotta keep on learning. Big ideas, I'm observing. Got some questions, need some answers. That's why I'ma keep on searching. Doing what other people want so I can live how they don't. I'm not afraid of how they look at me. Go ahead, throw your stones. I understand that these people dealing with personal problems. I ain't finna take offense. They just mad they ain't got it. Doing what I gotta do. Only slowing down the knowledge. You can say what you want. Won't take it personal. I know that I got it. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. I said everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. I guess everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. I said everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Thank you.
Johnny Gill with Fair Weather Friend, right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It is Rose Family Radio, and it's done for the TIWP. It's the wellness in our community about trauma, and we're trying to get everyone healed. What I do know is that the mental health that we are facing is a real challenge. Everybody want to be crazy. Everybody want to say they're crazy. What's wrong with saying that you believe in God and letting God have his way in your life? That's just a question from me to you.
For a second on the balcony, scoping you down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks, and that ain't right. Not that you can't handle it on your own, but you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on.
I love her. When I'm out in the streets, you don't have to wonder. Keeping it cool, I remain true. Nothing in the world worth losing you. I might talk noise, fun for my boys. Might chase girls, flirting don't hurt. Up in the club, I ain't nothing but a thug. But I'll never jeopardize her love.
She ain't on with my face. If I do it, turn the page.
Let's
You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
I want to thank Miss Tanya Bean Garrett, Brother Butchie Ware from Old Park, a homeless project. And then, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mr. Henry with a moment of Black History with Hawk. Henry!
Hey! Top of the morning once again. The opportunity to present some interesting Black History facts. I know previously we talked about the seven principles of Kwanzaa and how a national policy should be developed for Black folks around those seven principles. So bringing it up to present day and the stuff that we're dealing with this virus pandemic, one of the Black history facts that I don't know about never ever been talked about, but in recent memory, I haven't ever heard mention about the brother back in the day that came up with a inoculation for smallpox. But you know, those folks who ran those slave ships didn't care about the conditions that the slaves were subjected to. So it was like a petri dish or a breeding ground for disease and all other maladies. So, you know, it's this brother back in the 1700s by the name of, I don't know if I pronounced this right, Onesimus, O-N-E-S-I-M-U-S. Evidently, his slave master had seen this somewhere in the Christian Bible, and that meant the name suggested that he was useful. And so that's how he got the name Onesimus, O-N-E-S-I-M-U-S. And so back in the 1700s early, when the smallpox hit town because of you know who, he told his master, he said, please, I can fix that. And, of course, his master was a preacher, a minister, a Christian. Christian. Anyway, and so he came by his slave because his congregation bought him for the preacher. Yeah, that's right. His congregation bought him a slave. And being the good Christian that he was, hey, he thought it was cool. Okay. And so when that smallpox epidemic hit Boston around, I think it was 1721 or thereabouts, you know, they were killing off folks. That's how they got rid of some of the indigenous people, through disease, you know, in addition to murder. So Onesimus told his master that he had a solution for this infectious disease, which was smallpox. And so it was killing up folks left and right. And so when he told his master about the cure, you know, the master's like, well, this dude don't know what he's talking about. How's a slave going to know how to defend against smallpox, the epidemic in particular? So he told the dude, his master, his Christian master, how he did it. Okay. And so, you know, and when we look back on it today, it's like, oh, wow. I mean, that's what they're doing to this very day. So what he did was he took the pus person and rubbed it on his open wound. Not much, you know, just enough for his immune system to kick in. And, you know, that, you know, the body said, well, okay, this foreign object that's coming into my body, I need to develop immunity. And so that's how he saved a bunch of folks. Okay. So, you know, that's a little known Black history fact that, you know, is not widely known. I ran across it because, you know, I'm a research guy. I like to, you know, take information, research it, and in the process of doing that, you know, you run across other stuff that you didn't previously know. Okay. So that was just one Black history fact, you know, I wanted to bring out, particularly because of this epidemic that we're dealing with now. And I think similar approaches are being used today with this coronavirus. So, hey, and another area that, you know, we kind of turn our attention to during Black History Month is the folks that, you know, should be celebrated for the things that they did during their era. For instance, you know, we all know about Rosa Parks and, you know, how she told them folks, hey, I'm not getting to the back of the bus. You know, I paid my money, so I'm going to sit where I want to, you know, regardless of, you know, policy or custom. So there was a lady 9 months before Rosa Parks. Her name was Claudette Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. And she was 15 years old at the time, living in Montgomery, Alabama, 1955. Okay. And so she got on the bus and sat down, and of course, it wasn't in the back of the bus. And so the bus driver got up and told her, you get your behind up and get in the back. And Sister Claudette said, hey, I paid my money, and it was my constitutional right to sit where I wanted to sit. Of course, you know what happened to her. Yeah, she was arrested. That's right, arrested, because she didn't go to the back of the bus. Yeah, and so I think, you know, we need to know about Claudette Colvin as one of the pioneers of, you know, I'm tired of this crap, and I'm not taking it anymore. Regardless of what's going to happen, you know, take me to jail if you want to. That's right. And I'm not going for it. And then there's a brother lived in Chicago back in the day. There's a person that they say should be celebrated because a lot of us, we really don't know about this guy. His name was Robert Abbott. And Robert Abbott started the newspaper, the Chicago Defender, back in the day. And so he was like a pioneer, because when the Chicago Defender was a weekly newspaper, started out with a 25-cent investment and a 4-page pamphlet, you know, and then circulation increased with every edition. And so they credit him with, you know, the impetus for our other Black publications like Ebony, Jet, Essence, Black Enterprise, Right On, Sheen Magazine, and, you know, publications like that. And so the Chicago Defender was started back in 1905, okay? And, you know, way back when, of course, a lot of us didn't know how to read and write because it was against the law, you know, but, you know, it just points up to our survival instincts, you know. You thrust these conditions up on us, and you think we're going to lay down and die? Nah, forget about it. That's not happening. There was another person they say that we should celebrate. And, you know, I remember the sister, Shirley Chisholm. Yeah, she was a tough cookie. That's right. Real tough. She was in the House of Representatives. She represented New York back in 1969 to 1983, represented New York's 12th district. And she was one of the founding members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressional Black Caucus. And so she made history in 1972, becoming the first sister of a major political party to run for president. Okay, she was the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Uh-huh, that's right. And so these are some of the facts that, you know, when you get a chance, check them out. You know, I'm sure you've heard of folks like John H. Johnson, right? He got his start working for the Supreme Life Insurance Company, okay? And, of course, he launched Ebony. In 1951, he created Jet. Another sister worth note is Dorothy Height, okay? And they say she was the matriarch of the Civil Rights Movement, okay? Often working behind the scenes. That's probably why some of us, you know, don't know a lot about her. Okay, she was the first head of the National Council of Negro Women, a council she served on for about 40 years. She lobbied then President Dwight Eisenhower to take a stance on school segregation issues. Of course, she also worked with, you know, Dr. King Jr. She stood on the platform with him, you know, during his I Have a Dream speech back in August of 1963. And this brother, I'm sure this present generation aren't familiar with this brother, but once I mention his name, you'll say, oh, yeah, Don Cornelius. You know, that brother had a distinctive fro. It was nice and neat, rounded off. So Don Cornelius. You know what his thing was? Soul Train. Yeah, for sure, Soul Train. So those are just a few of the notables that, you know, I wanted to point out today during our Black History Month celebration. So until Monday, hey, y'all stay safe and take care, protect yourself, and I'll see you more sooner than later. I'm out.
All right. That's Mr. Henry Hawthorne with the Moment of Black History with Hawk. Here's Tayanis with Black Love on the Rose Family Radio.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Said black love equals black power. It's powerful when it's that 2020, that 20 vision taking no ish like we be a king, not peasant minded. See, love needs to be
celebrated.
When the love strong get hit different like an uppercut chin.
Elevated.
My kinfolk, my skinfolk, black love needs to be
celebrated.
Got love for you, I'll fight for you. I'm drawn to you like a
illustrated.
My black queen so wavy with it, it hydrates for the
mitigation.
My fist up, my crown adjusted, we shining, baby. It's a
bitch, well,
baby, let me love you as a king. Ain't nothing I won't do. There's no hesitation. I know you're tired of waiting. Say when it come to love, you know I got you.
James Evans. See, when all babies have they babies, see the foundation that is sweeter than the melody that's telling me we gon'
overcome.
They duplicators, they imitators, but nice try, you a
replica.
See, black fathers to the black child, we love you, king, for
stepping up.
My black mother to the black child, we love you, queen, for
raising us.
See, there's no need to hate each other, we need to be
celebrating us.
My fist up, my chest wide, for black love, it's
making up.
Baby, let me love.
Thank you. My people, the foundation of the United States rests on the sweat of my people. Every enemy of the USA has had to face my people on the front line.
People, my people are dying, and we see it all the time. Don't know where our future would be if he's not here. How do we stay strong?
A greater master plan. We need to know our history. We were kings and queens of the greatest dynasty.
My people,
don't get better.
My people, rise. My
people,
rise.
biggest issue in America right now, the most divisive issue in America right now, is affirmative action. Now, a lot of people think affirmative action got a lot to do with the 60s and the back of the bus and separate lunch counters. No, 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 no. When you see footage of the 60s and see black people, see us getting sprayed down and hosed down and dogs getting sticked on us and little girls getting burnt up in churches, that's just white people being nice. Nicer than they was in the 50s, 40s, and 30s. Shit, there's black people that died in the 30s that was looking down from heaven in the 60s going, man, them niggas got it good.
Dressed down in a breeze, brothers with their afros digging center space, watching as this culture slowly comes of age, with a mind of its own, yeah. Mothers out in the yard, hanging up her clothes, fathers playing with the kids, keeping them on the go, neighborhoods feeding on the heart of.
Y'all tomorrow. I'm one gone and I'm just
dead.
I'm gone. Peace. Up and smell the flavor show with DJ One Gun. DJ One Gun on Wise Words with One Gun.
With wisdom, which means wise words being spoken.